إمام محمد رضا، إمام أهل السنة، إمام أحمد رضا، إمام محمد رضا، إمام أهل السنة، إمام أحمد رضا.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear respected viewers, we once again welcome you in our program Imam of Ahle Sunnah. And today's topic is Hajj Journey of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. Before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make few good intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahle Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatuhu Al-Aliyah, has given us a beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions before we perform any good deed or do any permissible task. I make this intention that I will present this program for the pleasure of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. You can make this intention, you will be with us from start till end, you'll remember what you learn, you will act upon and pass this knowledge on to others too. The respective viewers, we've got Muballigh of Dawat Islami, Brother Hassan Attari with us. Let's go towards him. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Hassan, how are you doing? Are you okay?
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Ala kulli hal. Hassan, how are you okay?
I'm good too. Alhamdulillah. Thank you so much once again. MashaAllah, you've given your time. Hassan, by today, the topic is that which relates to the Hajj journey of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. Alhamdulillah, each and every act, awliya Allah, the friends of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, they do, they perform, there is something to learn. Even when they travel in their journey, there is so much to learn. And when it comes to talk about the personality of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, from each and every dimension of his life, alhamdulillah, even from his journey, you learn lots of knowledge, and alhamdulillah, you get motivated to do ibadah, and you have got inclination towards righteousness. And having the same intention, inshallah, we will be talking about the blessed Hajj journey of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. As far as my understanding is concerned, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh performed two Hajj in his life. If you could please start from his first Hajj journey, and then inshallah we'll take it from there.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Like you mentioned that Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, he done two Hajj. The first one was in 1295 Hijri,
right,
which is 1878. So he performed that Hajj, and he was only 23 years old. And in this Hajj, he went to the Harman Sharif with his parents.
Subhanallah.
So his mother and father was with him as well. So he went with his parents. And in his Hajj, he, obviously Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh, like always, seeking knowledge, and with his personality, he's always like to meet Ulama Ikram. So in his first Hajj, there's a talk about that he gone into the Harman Sharif, and then he met the scholars there, and he got different permissions, different asnads as well. I guess mentioned that in his first Hajj that he met to Mufti Shafi Syed Ahmad Zain Dalan Makki.
Subhanallah.
And also the Mufti Hanfiya, Sheikh Abdul Rahman Saraj Makki. So he met to them, and also in his journey, so he got permissions from them on Hadith, Tafsir al-Fiqh, or Rasul al-Fiqh.
Subhanallah.
Also, it was mentioned in Sirah of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala that when he was there in Makkah Sharif, in this blessed journey, Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala met another scholar, which is Imam Shafiya, Sheikh Hussain bin Saleh, rahmatullah ta'ala. So one day, Allah Hazrat rahmatullah ta'ala read his Maghrib Salah in Haram Sharif.
Okay.
And Imam Shafi, Sheikh Hussain bin Saleh, rahmatullah ta'ala, which he didn't know him.
Right.
He came to Allah Hazrat rahmatullah ta'ala and held his hand, and then took him in his own house.
Subhanallah.
So he was with love and devotion. He was looking at his face. And then he said about looking at his blessed face of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala, he said that no doubt I'm feeling Noor of Allah in his forehead.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
And then the Shaykh Hussain bin Salih rahmatullah ta'ala also give the permission to Allah Hazrat about the books of hadith, and also give permission of Silsila Qadriya by his own hand. Also then he gave a name to Allah Hazrat as well, and the name was Ziauddin Ahmad.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
So this was the love and the devotion
of the scholars of the Arab
to Allah Hazrat rahmatullah ta'ala, that when he met them, he's given them asnad, he's given them permissions as well. And also look at the love and devotion of Hazrat Shaykh Hussain bin Salih rahmatullah ta'ala, that is given a name as well.
MashaAllah. And that is also Ziauddin
Ahmad. Ziauddin Ahmad. Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. The one who enlightens and provides light to the deen of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Hasan, I have got another beautiful account that is before me. I would like to share with viewers of Fadri Channel. It is mentioned in Malfuzati al-Hazrat, and he mentions an account of his first journey. He says that I was present in Mina Sharif, and there was a masjid, it was time of Maghrib Salah, and those days I used to recite many wazaif. So when everyone left, I saw a person who was sitting in the masjid. So he was facing in Qibla and he was reciting wazaif. The father says, I was outside the masjid, right, and there was no other person other than us. We were only two, there was no third person there. All of a sudden, I heard a voice from the masjid, like a voice which is heard, the buzzing of the bee, that voice I heard. And all of a sudden, it reminded me a hadith that from the hearts of Ahlullah, from Awliya Allah, a voice is heard, and that is similar to the voice of buzzing of the bee. Allahu Akbar. Then he thought that this personality sitting in the masjid, he is amongst Ahlullah. He is amongst Awliya Allah, friends of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So, Alayhi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala says, I stopped my wazifa and I went towards that personality. And he further mentions that, I have never gone to any saint or any buzurg for worldly means. Bihamdillahi Ta'ala. And then he said, that I had an intention that I would go and I would ask that person, that waliullah, that friend of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, to pray for me, to pray for my maghfirah. He says, I had just walked two steps, that buzurg, that saint, he looked at me and raised his hands towards the sky and said three times, Allahumma ghfir li akhi hadha, Allahumma ghfir li akhi hadha, Allahumma ghfir li akhi hadha. Meaning, oh Allah, please forgive this brother of mine. Subhanallah. Then another says, I understood that he has fulfilled my needs. For the reason I was going to him, then that is done, so I should not interfere in his work. Subhanallah. And I came back. So, dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, Anadat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi himself is a great wali of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. But this is the first Hajj. But look at his mindset, that he is searching. He's got knowledge of hadith in his mind, subhanallah. And he does not lose any opportunity which is available to seek the company of pious people, subhanallah, ahlullah. And at the same time, he has also given us a piece of advice that whenever you go and seek the company and get the opportunity to meet ahlullah, friends of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then you should not go and ask them for your worldly needs. Rather, you should ask them for the matters of hereafter. You should ask for your forgiveness. Allahu Akbar. So dear respected viewers, if we get an opportunity to see any ahlullah, any friend of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, so we should also ask them to make dua maghfirat for us, the prayer in order for us to be forgiven. So inshaAllah azza wa jal, this is what we learn from the seerah of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Dear Hasan bhai, what would you like to add?
I would like to add an account regarding the blessing of Zamzam Sharif that Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala mentioned, that when he went to Hajj on first time, and he stopped eating a loaf of bread.
Right.
And he was only eating meat.
Okay.
And what happened that Al-Hazrat started having a pain in his stomach. So he went to Haram Sharif and he drank Zamzam Sharif.
Subhanallah.
So Al-Hazrat mentioned that straight after that, my pain in the stomach was gone.
Subhanallah. How beautifully it is written. I think it is a couplet of Al-Hazrat. Ye Zamzam isliye hai, jisliye piye ise koi. So whatever wish you've got, Alhamdulillah, when you drink Zamzam, and for that wish, for that reason, and if you pray in the court of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, that is fulfilled. So this is a great personality, a personality of knowledge. He has written a hadith. He knows what to do and how to do and where to do. And dear respected viewers, Alhamdulillah, he got cured from Zamzam Sharif. This was his aqidah, this was his belief, and at the same time yaqeen, and he would practice upon the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Whenever you get a chance to drink Zamzam Sharif, always make prayer in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Make dua, because that dua is accepted insha'Allah azza wa jal.
Allah Hazrat rahmatullah ta'ala, when he went from Makkah Sharif to Medina Sharif, he wrote such a beautiful kalam, which says that the kalam is that, obviously inshallah you'll go through in a detail, I'll just go through one or two couplet inshallah. Hajiyo aao shehnshah ka roza dekho, kaaba to dekh chuke, kaabe ka kaaba dekho. Zere mizab mile khub karam ke chinte, abre rahmat ka yahan zore barsana dekho. خوب آنکھوں سے لگایا ہے غلاف کعبہ، کسر محبوب کے پردے کا بھی جلوہ دیکھو.
سبحان اللہ، سبحان اللہ.
That was a beautiful kalam Allah Hazrat
had. Outstanding kalam, alhamdulillah. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, let's include this couplet, the very first couplet, inshallah, in our program. We've got a segment in which we select one naat of Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, and we try to explain as per our own intellect, as per our own understanding. And inshallah azza wa jal, today the kalam which we have selected is exactly the same what Muballigh of Dawat Islami has recited before you, the first few couplets. Hajiyo aao shehnshah ka rauza dekho, kaaba to dekh chuke, kaabe ka kaaba dekho. Which means, O Hajis, come, look at the Rauza Mubarak of the King of the Kings, the Kaaba you have already seen, now look the Kaaba of the Kaaba. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Your respected viewers, Al-Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh is actually saying, in other words, Al-Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh is saying, I too saw the mercy and blessings of Allah descending over the Kaaba, and I too observed the great excellence around the holy Kaaba, for it is the Qibla and the Kaaba for the believers and the sacred house of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. It then seems as if after passing this message in words, Kaaba to dekh chuke, he says, now come to Madina Sharif, to the court of the most beloved of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who is the Kaaba of the Kaaba. Come here and see the special mercy which Allah is showering upon his Habib sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Come here and look at the uniqueness and great court in the universe, the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the spiritual excitement of Ushaqani Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam can be felt in these words of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat alayhi rahma. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is reminding us of the incident during the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the holy Kaaba bowed in the direction of the blessed home of Sayyidatuna Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha. This incident is also one way of understanding that the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the Kaaba of the Kaaba. Dear respected viewers, what is Kaaba? The Kaaba is the house of Allah, and the direction, i.e. the Qibla, towards which believers face when worshipping Allah Almighty. How did Kaaba become Qibla? This is what is most important to understand. It is well known that Baitul Maqdis was the original Qibla, and beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam used to face the direction of Baitul Maqdis when performing salah in the beginning. According to most narrations, Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam performed salah facing Baitul Maqdis while in Medina for either 16 or 17 months. However, for the pleasure of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Allah Almighty commanded that the Kaaba should be regarded as Qibla. Allah Almighty says in the Holy Quran, قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجْهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ فَلَنُوَلِّيَنَّكَ قِبْلَةً تَرْضَاهَا فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ وَحَيْثُمَا كُنْتُمْ فَوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ شَطْرَهُ وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ لَيَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا يَعْمَلُونَ. Translation: We are seeing you the time and overturning your face towards the sky, so surely we will turn you towards the Qibla direction with which you are pleased. So immediately turn your face towards the Masjid al-Haram. And O Muslims, wherever you may be, you too turn your faces towards it. And as for those who received the book, they surely know well that this command is the truth from their Rabb, and Allah is not unaware of their actions in this state. Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 144. In the commentary of this verse, Sadr al-Afadil Allama Sayyid Na'imuddin Murad Abadi rahmatullahi ta'ala says, Sayyid Alam sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam preferred for the Kaaba to be made the Qibla, and in expectations of this, Huzur sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would turn his face towards the sky, i.e. look towards the sky. It was due to this that this verse was revealed while in the state of Salah. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam turned towards the Kaaba, and the Muslims also turned towards this direction with him. This proves that Allah Almighty wants the pleasure of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and Kaaba was made the Qibla due to the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This also shows that to perform namaz in the direction of Qibla is fard. Dear respected viewers, it is clear that Kaaba was blessed with being the Qibla due to the wish and the pleasure of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Hence, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is indeed the Kaaba of the Kaaba. And further, the scholars have mentioned that there is a narration from Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma that he looked at the holy Kaaba and said, O Kaaba, you are truly exalted and honorable, but the honor and excellence of a mu'min, believer, is much more than you in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And once while performing tabaf of the Kaaba, Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam himself said, O Kaaba, surely you are pure, and your air, meaning the atmosphere around you, is also pure. I swear by him in whose divine power is the life of Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In the court of Allah, the honor of a mu'min, believer, is far greater than you. Allahu Akbar. Dear respected viewers, it proves that indeed the holy Kaaba is exalted and honored. The wind which passes over and around the Kaaba is truly blessed, but far greater is the excellence of a mu'min kamil, i.e. the beloveds of Allah. Now we ask a question: who is greatest and the most honored and most exalted among the believers? It is none other than Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Hence, it is clear that he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is the Kaaba of the Kaaba. Kaaba to dekh chuke, Kaaba ka, Kaaba dekho. That's why Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is saying, Haj yo aao shahinshah ka roza dekho. After performing Hajj, after doing the tawaf of Kaaba, Allahu Akbar. Now, let's go to Medina and let's see and let's have the vision of Rozae Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Kaaba to dekh chuke, Kaaba ka, Kaaba dekho. And dear respected viewers, further in other couplets, Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi brings beautiful comparisons with regards to Makkatul Mukarrama and Madinatul Nabi, Zadahallahu Sharfan wa Ta'zima. Inshallah, we'll come back to a few other couplets, inshallah. But now let's come back to our topic of the day. That is Hajj, journey of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Alayhi Rahma. Ji, حسن الله. Coming back to you, Subhanallah. What a beautiful kalam Allah Rahmatullah Taala has written. Now, taking further this discussion of the Hajj journey of Allah Rahmatullah Taala, what would you like to share with the viewers of Madani Channel?
That was the Hajj journey of Allah Hazrat we were discussing. When Allah Hazrat was returning from his Hajj, Allah Hazrat mentioned in Murfazati Allah Hazrat
right.
that he was returning back on the ship with his parents.
Right.
And in this journey, there were 3 days when the ship hit the storm.
Right.
And the storm was so bad that even the people in the ship, they wore shrouds. And Al-Hazrat's mother was with him as well. And Al-Hazrat's mother was very worried.
Right.
So when Al-Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala saw the mother was very worried, the Al-Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala says that to giving her peace and for her peace and tranquility, Allah Hazrat mentioned the word, "Rest assured, by Allah, this ship will not drown."
Subhanallah.
He further states that I took this oath on the surety of Hadith, which mentions that the dua of safety from drowning while boarding a ship. I had recited that dua, that hence I had a belief in what was mentioned in Hadith.
Subhanallah.
Then it's further states that Al-Hazrat that then even you know after mentioning that Al-Hazrat said that I was scared for taking oath, and instantly recalled the Hadith, which the meaning is that whoever takes an oath on Allah, Allah will reject it. And Al-Hazrat mentioned that I repented in the court of Allah Azawajal and seek the help from the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And after, you know, the storm which was very severe, that even the people with the shrouds, after seeking the help from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then the storm subsided. And the ship was the safe as well, alhamdulillah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Here we learn, due respect with the yaqeen of Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala upon hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So it's something to learn for us also. So whenever we travel, maybe by car or maybe by plane or maybe by ship or any means of transport, so whatever du'as are there, if we also remember them, we also learn them and we recite them, and at the same time, if we have that yaqeen, the way Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had the faith and belief, inshaAllah azzawajal, these du'as will protect us. For sure they will protect us, because who has said Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has given us these du'as. And if you want to learn these du'as, if you want to learn about the knowledge of these beautiful hadith, this beautiful atmosphere of Dawat Islami is before you. You can join the gatherings of Dawat Islami inshaAllah azza wa jal. You can watch Madani channel, and inshaAllah after this pandemic, when government guidelines will allow and Madani Qafile will travel, you can travel in Madani Qafile, and you can also travel in the path of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. You can attend those study circles where these du'as are taught, and you can also learn them, and alhamdulillah, you can make means of your protection inshallah, and you will be protected in this world. In addition to that, there will be many blessings for hereafter too. Hasan bhai, let's move forward towards the second Hajj journey of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Alayhi Rahmah. When did he do his second Hajj, and what are the accounts and Madani pearls for us to learn?
Al-Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala done his second Hajj on 1323 Hijri. That was 1905. And he was approximately 51 years old. So he mentioned that the second Hajj journey, that was not a plan.
Okay.
So it wasn't a plan, and it just happened straight away. It is mentioned that he still remembered that the storm as well, and then when the mother, the whole family came back, you know, and then at that time, the mother told to Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala that fard Hajj has been done.
Right.
Now in my lifetime, do not intend for it again.
Allahu Akbar.
And so Ala Hazrat was a bit worried as well that how will he get a permission from the mother.
Because he remembered.
He remembered that as well, that right. the mother said that at that time. So Allah
and without the permission of parents, Nafil Hajj is not allowed.
That's right.
So he knew this masala also. Yes, this ruling of Islamic ruling also.
That's right, yeah. So obviously he, in that year, Allah Hazrat's younger brother, Murad Muhammad Raza Khan, and his older son, Hamad Raza Khan, so they went for Hajj. And then Allah Hazrat took them to the station and the city, Lucknow. So Allah has mentioned that I just take them up to there and then I came back. But I was very like worried, you know, my heart was like very that that I wanted to go to the Hajj as well. So he said I spent like 1 week in that state, that I always had like a wish in my heart that I should be going to Hajj this year. And then one day after Asr, that Allah has mentioned that after Asr that my heart got so much worried. So after Maghrib, I sent Maulvi Nazir Saab to station to reserve a second class seat.
Right.
And Allah has mentioned that why second class seat? That is for the comfort to read the mass.
SubhanAllah.
So he asked the Maulvi Saab, he asked the station master to reserve the tickets. So the station master said, which train you like to go? The Maulvi Nazir Saab said that the next train which is going like 10 o'clock.
Whatever is available, yeah.
The next train which is available, then the station master said, no, there's no ticket available for that. Because you should book at least 24 hours before the train time
right.
for this train. So he was, Maulvi Nazir Saab was worried as well. So as soon as he was leaving the station, he met a ticket collector who was living close by. So he explained to that ticket collector that he wanted to reserve the tickets. So he said, okay, I will go with you to the station master and we'll speak to them. So when the ticket collector came to the station master, so he managed to reserve the tickets, you know.
Right.
And then after the reservation was done, the Allah Hazrat was still worried that how he will get the permission from her mother.
Allahu Akbar.
So he read his Isha namaz and the vehicle was ready to take him to the station. But he knew that is very important, it is an important masla, that he should get a permission from mother to go to Hajj. So what Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah mentioned, that so I went inside the house and my mother was resting. So I closed my eyes and put my head on her feet.
Sure.
And she got worried that what happened, you know, and she just sat down and said, yes, like in a way that yes, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
So I said, Hazur, I need permission to go on Hajj. So the first word came out was, Allah Hafiz. Then I came out straight away. Allah has mentioned that I came out straight away, gets into vehicle and arrived at station. Now at the time of departure, that Allah has performed a wudu. So they, you can see from, you know, the Allah Hazrat, the love of Allah Hazrat mother to Allah Hazrat as well, that when Allah Hazrat left at that time, you know, he performed a wudu, and so there was a water which
leftover water
in a small pan which Allah Hazrat done the wudu. So the mother of Allah Hazrat rahmatullah ta'ala did not allow to throw that water of wudu until Allah Hazrat came back.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, we have heard an account regarding taking permission for Nafil Hajj. Allahu Akbar, such a great scholar of his time. Mufti, Mufassir, Muhaddis. Now he is worried to take permission to go to Hajj. Can you see his taqwa, his piety, Allahu Akbar, especially when it came to protect Hukukul Ibad, the rights of people, and especially when it came the rights of parents. My dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, today, Allahu Akbar, we don't listen to our parents. We do not, we speak with them harshly. We misbehave with them. We treat them the way we should not treat them. So we should learn a lesson from the seerah of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. On top of that, another important point which we learn from this account is that Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh sent Maulana Sahab to reserve a seat, and he is reserving a seat and he's making sure that Salah which he will be praying during that journey, it does not affect. There shouldn't be any problem with salah. How many of us, we take care about our salah, we protect our salah, we protect the timings of salah, we make arrangements that during this journey, how many salah times will come, and how will I make arrangements for wudu, where will I stop? Let alone thinking this way, unfortunately, it is the majority of Muslim population who is not offering salah at all. Dear respected people, from today, make an intention, inshallah, we will not miss our salah. We will protect our salah, even we are on journey, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Dear respected people, at the end, I would like to mention a great work of Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala, a book which he had written. And this is mentioned in his own words, and I would like to tell you the summary of the account which Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala has mentioned. It says that 25th Zulhijjatul Haram 1323, after Salatul Asr, I was entering to the library and I was stepping up to the stairs. I heard someone from back, and when I saw it was Maulana Sheikh Saleh Kamal rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. After salam and musafaha, we sat in the library. Then Maulana Sayyid Ismail and his brother Sayyid Mustafa and the father Maulana Sayyid Khalil and other few people, I don't remember the names, they were sitting. Maulana Sheikh Saleh Kamal, he took out a piece of paper from his pocket and there were 5 questions written on it regarding ilmul ghaib, knowledge of unseen of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And he said to me that these questions, they have been presented to Sayyiduna, and the word Sayyiduna was used for Sharife Makkah, meaning the governor. And at that time, the governor was Sharif Ali Pasha. I said to Sayyiduna Mustafa that, could you give me pen and ink? Maulana Sheikh Kamal, Maulana Sayyid Ismail, Maulana Sayyid Khalil, all Akabir Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhim, they were sitting there. They said, no, we don't need something very urgent, but you can take your time and write with satisfaction. I said, okay, give me some time then. What can be done? It's very less time is left for this day. It's passing now. Maulana Sheikh Saleh Kamal rahmatullahi ta'ala said, tomorrow is Tuesday, and day after tomorrow would be Wednesday, and after then there'll be Thursday. And if I get on Thursday, that'll be fine. I agreed upon having the firm belief on the blessing of Allah Ta'ala and the help of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I promised. He mentioned that I had promised, but Allahu Akbar, I got a fever, so I became ill. I would write that book, that Risala, Ad-Dawlatul Makkiyah, what he had given the name after. I would write in the state of fever, in the state of sickness and illness, I would write, and Hamid Raza Khan, he would fare it, meaning he would write it fairly. And it became famous that I'm writing on the topic of Ilmul Ghaib in Makkah. Dear respected viewers, cutting long account short, finally Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala, in a very short span of time, according to his promise, he wrote Ad-Dawlatul Makkiyah bil Madatil Ghaibiyah. And it was the name which was given, and it was presented to Sheikh Saleh Kamal, subhanallah. And finally, that book was presented in the court of governor of Makkah, Ali Pasha. Dear respected viewers of Madani Channel, this is the Zat of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, and he was in his Hajj journey. He did not have all those books as a reference to quote from, to see from. This was his intellect, this was his knowledge. And without having his books with him, without any library, he wrote a great book on the knowledge of unseen Prophet Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallam. Jazakallahu khairan. Thank you so much, Hassan Bhai, for coming and sharing beautiful accounts regarding the Hajj journey of Allah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Dear respective viewers of Madani Channel, keep watching Madani Channel. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Imam Muhammad Rida, Imam Ahli Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Rida, Imam إمام